Greetings, my brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of the risen, conquering Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose people we are. He is risen. In the midst of this pandemic and lockdown, we as a people called Methodist must never lose sight of the message of the Easter story. A story that offered hope in the midst of total confusion and chaos. Easter season for every child of God is the most important day in the life of the church. The result of Holy Week and commemoration of Christ's triumph over death brought the fulfillment of scriptures according to accounts in the New Testament. For all of us, the story of Christ's resurrection is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy and the source of faith in an afterlife. It was Jesus himself who gave this assurance as he stood at the graveside of Lazarus, proclaiming in St. John 11, 25 through 26, and I quote, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Mary Magdalene and others went to Christ's tomb on that dreadful Sunday morning after he had been crucified. On Friday, with all hope lost, they found the tomb empty and open, with the stone rolled away, and an angel told them, "He is not here, he is risen." No doubt these followers found themselves in a hopeless and desperate situation. This must have been a shocking experience, never heard of this before. An empty tomb and the body of Jesus nowhere to be found. How could this be? Today, in the midst of this pandemic, it is an Easter like no other. As we find ourselves imprisoned and barred from our physical chapels, confined to our homes, unable to attend the usual worship celebrations, to commemorate and reflect on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. This abnormality allows us to empathize and relate that feeling of hopelessness with the disciples at the tomb. Never in the life and history of the church have we experienced such. However, our worship to God continues as faith leaders as we make the most of this situation with a message of renewed hope and conviction as we travel through this new normal. This new normal has brought home the reality of our strategic development plan that engages us to see that the church indeed has no walls, no boundaries. The physical building might be closed, but the church is still open. We are the church, my brothers and sisters. Let us share the joy of the resurrection message. Let me encourage all of us to use whatever means is available in the midst of all the uncertainties to reach out to our congregants, brothers, sisters, friends, family members, colleagues, and worship together the celebration of our Lord's victory over death and the grave. Christ is risen, hallelujah, risen our victorious head. Sing his praises, hallelujah, Christ is risen from the dead. Have a blessed Resurrection Lord's Day, my sisters and brothers and partners in ministry, from Bishop Gooden Bengushie.